What started as a group of six souk women sitting around a kitchen table discussing solutions to parenting challenges is celebrating its 40th anniversary, with 27 family-oriented programs and services. The group formed the Souk Family Resource Society in 1984, initially receiving a contract from the Souk School Board and what's now known as the Ministry of Children and Family Development to provide an educational support counselor to help at-risk youth stay in school. The nonprofit organization introduced its first parenting education program the following year. Today, it offers programs and services that range from childcare to family counseling, prenatal education, a toy lending library, and even a help desk with free technical support. Initially conceived to serve the needs of Souk families, the society now also offers programs in Langford, Colwood, and Greater Victoria, as well as running a community thrift shop and a preschool. "We see ourselves as a neighborhood house where families come when in need," said Executive Director Renee Lorme Gulbrandsen. "We support them through the ages, with early years programs, outreach for youth, and counseling for adults. We meet people's needs in all parts of their lives." The organization operates on a budget of around $5 million, with 82% of the funding coming from the provincial government, 16% from foundations and other grantors, such as the Victoria Foundation, and the remainder from private donations. Its staff of 50, assisted by 35 contractors and 30 volunteers, recorded more than 21,500 interactions with the community in 2023. Programs also include support services for adults with disabilities, from Port Renfrew to Victoria. "We have grown over the years in response to needs in the community," said Lorme Gulbrandsen, who joined the organization in December. One area where the group would like to be able to provide more services is in childcare. "The society is in talks with local developers to reserve space suitable for a child care center in future buildings planned in Langford and Souk. The greatest need, identified by the Ministry of Education and Child Care and echoed by parents in the community, is care for children up to 3 years old. The society would be the service provider, with the funding coming from the ministry." Currently, the society operates the Kingfisher Preschool, for children ages 3 to 5. Lorme Gulbrandsen, who is also on the board of directors for Volunteer BC, said her goal is to increase public awareness of what they do and raise more money from private donors. The society has three locations: an office in the Souk Child, Youth and Family Center, the Colwood office in the West Shore Child, Youth and Family Center, and the Langford office on Bryn Mawr Road, off Goldstream. Parai at timescolonist.com.